Hi, this week the question is, are Jehovah's Witnesses right about Jesus? The Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong about many, many things. They're wrong about the Godhead, blood transfusions, the kingdom of God, the book of Revelation, what men must do to be saved, the end of the world, heaven and hell, how to worship God. But the question that we're examining this week is the most critical issue of all. What the Jehovah's Witnesses teach about Jesus is wrong. Now, a person could possibly be wrong about how to interpret the book of Revelation and still be saved, but a person cannot be wrong about who Jesus is and still be saved. The Witnesses teach that Jesus is a created being. They teach Jesus is not equal with the Father, but rather they teach Jesus was the first item ever created. And furthermore, they teach Jesus was at first created as an angel and later promoted to the status of the Son of God. When the Witnesses say they believe Jesus is the Son of God, they're really being deceptive because they do not mean Jesus is the Son of God like the Scriptures teach. Now, there are three main passages of Scripture which the Jehovah's Witnesses use in their effort to try to teach Jesus is a created being. Here's the first passage. Colossians 1, verse 15, the Bible says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Supposedly, the word firstborn means Jesus had a beginning. But in the Bible, firstborn has reference to being the supreme heir of property. According to Deuteronomy 21, verse 17, the firstborn son was to receive a double portion of all the inheritance. Now notice this passage in Psalm 89, verse 27. God said, I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. This psalm is a messianic psalm. The Messiah will be made God's firstborn. In other words, God will make Jesus the supreme heir of all the world. This is what Jesus was referring to when he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. So, Colossians 1 and verse 15 does not teach Jesus is a created being. Well, let's go on. Now let's look at the next passage used by Jehovah's Witnesses to try to teach Jesus is a created being. Revelation 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Supposedly, when Jesus called himself the beginning of the creation of God, this supposedly means Jesus is a created being. However, the word beginning in this passage is very critical in understanding what the passage is saying. The word beginning means, quote, that by which anything begins to be, the origin, the active cause, end quote. Now that's from Thayer's Greek English Lexicon. The Bible was translated from Greek, and that's what that word beginning means in the Greek. The passage is saying Jesus is the originator of God's creation. Without Jesus, there would be nothing created. In John 1, verse 3, the Bible says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So Revelation 3, verse 14 does not teach Jesus was created. Rather, it teaches he is the creator of all things. Well, finally, let's look at the third passage commonly used by the Jehovah's Witnesses to try to teach Jesus is a creature, a created being. In John 3, verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Well, supposedly, the expression begotten Son means Jesus was created. When Jesus is called the only begotten Son, this simply means Jesus is God's unique Son. There's no other Son like Jesus. Ordinary Christians might be called sons and daughters of God, but Jesus is God's Son in a unique way. Notice the following passage, Acts 13:33. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. This passage says God raised up Jesus. Raised him up from what? Notice the next verse, Acts 13, verse 34, and that he raised him from the dead. When Jesus was raised up from the dead, the Bible says, today I have begotten you. Jesus, being God's only begotten Son, has reference to his resurrection from the dead. So, John 3:16 does not teach Jesus is a created being. Every single one of these passages which speak about Jesus being the firstborn of all creatures, the beginning of the creation, the only begotten Son, every single one of these passages have reference to Jesus being supreme, unique, and the originator of God's physical creation. Jesus is not a created being. Jesus is the Creator. He is Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, Matthew 1:23. He was God in the flesh, John 1, verses 1 through 14. And Hebrews 1, verses 5 through 13 clearly teaches Jesus was no angel. This directly contradicts the Jehovah's Witness position that Jesus was originally Michael the Archangel. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there's no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.